Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
And good to see you again.
很高兴再次见到你们。
May the Lord bless you.
神祝福你们。
Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
I said Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
It's not just me saying it.
不是我一个人说，
我让大家一起都知道。This is the word of Jesus.
是神的话语。
He said when two or three gather in my name.
神说当两个或三个人奉我的名聚在一起。
In the midst of them.
他说我就在他们中间。
Is what do you do with His presence?
所以你在神的同在里面，你要做什么呢？
It makes a lot of difference.
会有很大的不同。
If I ask you, right, are you a Christian?
如果我问你，你是基督徒吗？
What would you say?
你会怎么回答？
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗？
Do you own a Bible at home?
你自己拥有圣经吗？
What is your answer?
你的回答是什么？
No answer.
没有回答。
Are you Christians?
你们是基督徒吗？
Am I preaching to Christians?
我是在为基督徒讲道吗？
Or am I preaching to non-believers?
我还是在对不信的人讲道呢？
I would say, I would hope, I'd like to see everyone will be, you know, shouting, I am a believer.
我以为会有大家会大声的跟我说，我是，我很相信。
But let me take you somewhere else.
那我再跟你们讲一点。
To another country.
去一个不同的国家。
Let's say North Korea.
让我们说我们去到了北朝鲜。
If somebody asks you, are you a Christian?
如果那里有人问你是基督徒吗？
Do you have a Bible at home?
你在家里面有圣经吗？
What would be your answer?
你觉得他们的回答会怎么样？
No. Yes.
I heard a no over there.
我听到一个不是，又听到一个是。
You know what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣说
He said, whoever confesses me before men,
他说在人面前宣告我的名的人
I will confess that person before the Father.
那我在父面前也会宣告他的名
And then he also said, whoever denies me before men,
他也说凡是在人面前否认我的人
I will deny him before the Father.
那我在父的面前也不认他
So be very careful what you say.
所以我们要记得耶稣的话哦
Why did you say no?
为什么会说不呢？
If your answer is still yes in North Korea,
如果我们回到北朝鲜的话
you are a genuine Christian.
你是一个真基督徒。
You know, only not too long ago,
不久前
there was a person right, who professed to be a Christian.
有一个人他承认自己是基督徒。
He has a Bible in his house.
他自己家里面有一本圣经。
Do you know what happened to this family?
你知道这家人经历了什么吗？
They were all put into prison, life imprisonment.
他们都下到监里，永远的在监里。
Because they are Christian.
因为他们是基督徒。
They have a Bible in their home.
因为他们家里找到了圣经。
They have a child 2 years old.
他们有一个两岁的孩子。
Even the 2-year-old child was put into life imprisonment.
就连那个两岁的孩子都判了无期徒刑。
And that's the price you have to pay.
这就是在北朝鲜信主的一个
代价。Thank God we are not in North Korea.
那我们谢谢主，我们今天不在北朝鲜。
So when somebody asks you, are you a Christian?
如果有人问你，你是基督徒吗？
You can shout and say, I am.
你可以大声地说我是。
And there is no consequence.
然后没有任何后果。
If you here, I ask you whether you're Christian.
如果我今天在这里问大家，你们是基督徒吗？
And you, because you feel a little bit embarrassed.
因为你觉得有点害羞。
You know, you don't want to answer.
你觉得不想回答。
Shame on you.
啊，那就不太好了。
Shame on you.
不太好。
Our faith need to be tested.
我们的信心是要被见证的。
You know, we are entering into very close to when Jesus comes again.
那我们当耶稣再来这个日子也 也不远了。
You know, in Elim, right, we preached what you call the four square gospel.
在以林呢，我们相信一个四方形的福音。
So anyone knows what is the four square gospel?
我们知道那个四方形是什么意思吗？
It's right there, isn't it? Right? It's right behind me.
就在我们的后面
那
个图上。
So no excuse.
所以没有。任何的借口说不知道。
You know, before Jesus comes again,
当耶稣再来之前
he will come as a king.
他会以王的身份。
But then before that happens,
在他发生之前呢
you know, there will be a falling away.
世代会更加的堕落。
The two keys that will happen.
有两个关键的事情要发生。
Deception.
欺骗。
All right? Deception is a key that will happen.
谎言会发生。
And then there will be a falling away.
然后还有这种堕落也会发生。
Of people leaving, you know, the Christian faith.
人的堕落就是指离开基督的信仰。
Or they compromise on the Christian faith.
或者他们妥协基督的信仰。
So I pray that for everyone here.
所以我祷告我们当中的每一个人。
Will grow to be stronger.
都会更加成长到更加坚强和坚定。
You know, we are not to the point that we are persecuted.
我们就不会，也许我们并不会走到那个被逼迫的路上。
But persecution will happen.
但是这个逼迫终会发生。
It will increase.
而且这个逼迫会增加。
You know, a lot of people when you say something.
很多时候当你说话的时候。
You know, all they got to do is, I'm offended by what you say.
很多人就会说啊，我被你刚才所说的话冒犯
了。I'm offended, right, that you say Jesus is the only way to heaven.
我很被冒犯，因为你说耶稣是唯一的去天的途径。
You know, they can sue you.
然后他们还可以来告你。
And then they take you to court.
他可以把你带到法庭。
I'm offended.
他可以说我被你冒犯了。
You know, just because someone is offended.
就是因为有人被冒犯了。
Does that mean I will keep quiet?
那就是我们要需要安静吗？
And not share the truth.
然后就不再分享圣经的真理吗？
You know, there are many mega church pastors.
很多大教会的教那个牧师们。
When they are asked in the public.
当他们被公众场合来问到。
Is Jesus the only way to heaven?
问到耶稣是不是去天堂的唯一的一条路呢？
I'm really surprised, right? A lot of them, right?Give an answer not straightforward.
我会很吃惊的听到他们的回答特别不直接。
They try to say this and that, right, and not make it very clear.
他们会绕着弯子的说，就是不直接回答。
But Jesus is very clear.
但是耶稣却很直接的回答。
He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
他说，我就是道理、真理和生命。
And no one goes to the Father except through me.
没有人通过我就不可能到父那里。
Amen.So I don't know how they live, actually.
所以我不知道他们是怎么活的。
And they claim to be a pastor of the gospel.
他们甚至说自己是福音的使者。
They might have a lot of people.
也许还有这样的人。
A lot of them, right? They're so scared to offend the congregation.
很多人他们会很担心冒犯到会众们。
And they'll lose the income.
然后他们会没有收入。
Now, if money is our motivation.
他们的钱成了他们的动力。
Of having a church.
他们开教会的目的竟然是为了钱。
We might as well do something else.
那我们还不如去做别的事情。
Amen. You know, even if, I mean, for so many years now,
这么多年
we've been working, serving God.
我们一直在服侍着神。
You know, as a voluntary basis.
我们是在以志愿者的方式，不拿工资的方式服侍
神。But I know in the past few years, the church has.Been supporting us a little bit.
我知道从几年前开始，虽然教会也开始供应我们。
But as long as I can afford it, I will carry on serving God voluntarily.
但是只要我们家还有钱吃饭，我就会继续这样志愿者的方式服侍下去。
You might say that's because I'm still working, right?
你们可能会说，哦，因为我现在还有工作。
I still have a secular job.
因为我还有一个副业可以做。
But thank God I have a secular job.
但谢谢主，我有一个副业。
That's because I get to know people.
就是那个副业让我能够认识更多的人。
Get to know other people.
可以认识更多教会之外的人。
Get to know what the industry is like.
可以看看那些工业上商场的人都是什么样。
So that I can share the gospel with them.
我就可以在那里跟他们分享福音。
Amen. In the last few weeks.
去上面几周。
Our next door neighbor, you know the old couple.
我们邻居有一对老人。
You know, we went to Hong Kong in April.
我们四月份去了香港。
And when we came back,
当我们回来的时候
，You know, the old man passed away.
那个老人，男的那个老人已经去世了。
But I thank God that you know he received Jesus.
我也感谢主，他接受了耶稣。
Couple of years back,
就是在一两年前。
But the old woman is alone.
但是那个老的女人呢，她还是。
And she's actually moved out into a care home.
他现在他自己一个人，所以作为一个寡妇，他去了一个老人院。
There are more and more people growing older and older.
很多人都越来越老了。
You know, we need to visit those people.
我们是需要
visit.
需要探访这些人。
Especially, right, you know, Chinese.
特别是中国的这些老人。
There is no one to reach apart from us.
除了我们以外，没有其他的人去探访过。
Amen. But so if you speak English.
他们不说英文。
If they speak English, right? Obviously, they have more opportunity.
如果他们有说英文的话，那他们还有更多的人探访。
You know, but if they are Chinese or another ethnic group.
但是他们是一个少数的民族，然后他们又不说英文。
God wants to use you.
所以神就想用你和我。
Amen. So let's read a passage of scripture first.
让我们来读一下圣经的经文。
And today, our reading is in Luke.Luke Gospel chapter 3.
我们来看看第一个是路加福音。
So we're going to read verse 15 to 16.
第三章十五到十六节。
Now as the people were in expectation, and all reasoned in their heart about John, whether he was the Christ or not.
百姓指着基督来的时候，人都心里猜疑，或者约翰是基督。
John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to lose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带都不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
So I want us to look at the baptism with fire.
所以今天我们要看的主题是火的施洗。
So many of you would have heard in the Pentecostal church, you've heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那很多人在灵恩派的教会就常常听到圣灵的施洗这句话。
That Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire.
但耶稣说他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
So what does it mean to be baptized with fire?
那用火给你们施洗是什么意思呢？
Okay.So if you look at the following verse, which is verse 17.
那我们要看下文，接着看十七节。
So John carries on to say.
然后约翰继续说道。
So his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场。把麦子收在仓里，把糠不灭的火烧尽了。
Fire can symbolize different things.
火可以象征很多不同的东西。
You know, whenever there's fire,
当那儿有火的时候，
you will see a sign danger.
你可以看到危险两个字。
Be careful.
要我们小心。
Especially with children, right?
特别是小孩子。
You know, when if there's fire in the house,
如果家里有火的话，
or in the kitchen.
如果厨房里面起火的话，
or maybe if you have a fireplace,
如果你们家有一个有火 有着火的地方，
you make sure your children don't go near those places.
你会想确保你的孩子不要靠近火。
It means danger.
因为那个意味着危险。
You know, in Matthew and Luke,
在马太福音和路加福音，
right, those are the only two gospels that mention about Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and
这两个福音书里面有专门提到耶稣说要用圣灵和火为你们施洗。
So in Mark and John, it only talks about baptized with the Holy Spirit.
但是马可福音和约翰福音只讲到了圣灵的施洗。
Okay, so we're going to look at the context why John, John the Baptist in the book of Matthew and Luke refers to Jesus.And I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
所以我们要来看看施洗约翰为什么在马太福音和路加福音里面特别强调了不光是用圣灵施洗，还有用水火施洗。
So we look at the context.
我们来看看前后文。
Okay, so what this passage is about?
我们要知道前后文到底是在讲什么。
So we have to look earlier.
所以我们还要往前看。
Right, what did John the Baptist say?
看看前面施洗约翰到底讲
了
什么。
So we read like verse 7 to 9.
所以我们现在再回头看第七节到第九节。
Okay, what was John the Baptist talking about?
那这里面施洗约翰在说什么？
What did he say to the people?
他在对众人说什么？
Verse 7 says, Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, Brood of vipers, who want you to flee from the wrath to come.
第七节，约翰对出来要受他洗的众人说。 毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
These are not very friendly words.
听着好像挺不友好。
You know, John was rebuking those people.
约翰竟然在骂这些众人。
On one hand, he wants people to repent.
一边来说，他又叫他们要忏悔。
He wants people to come and get baptized.
一边他又希望他们来施洗。
And now you're telling the people.
然后他在这里却骂这些人
brood of vipers.
竟然骂他们是毒蛇的种
类。You know, these are not kind words.
这个是非常不礼貌的。
He said, "Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
他说谁指使你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Well, why don't we go to the street right, and then proclaim these words to people?
我们要不要来到街上去尝试一下对众人这样说话？
Let's see whether anybody will listen to you.
看看你这样说话有没有人听你讲？
They will say, "Probably this man is crazy."
他们一定会说你是个疯子。
This woman is, you know, is.Sort of idea.
会说你脑袋
short circuited, we say, isn't it?
是你脑袋短路了。
And then verse 8, this is what it says.
第八节继续说。
Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from this stone.
第八节继续说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
九节，现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
So when John the Baptist mentioned about fire,
所以这里面施洗约翰提到了火。
He was talking about fire as judgment.
那这里面讲到的火是一种审判。
And Jesus will baptize people not just the Holy Spirit but fire.
所以耶稣基督说，我要为你们施洗，不光是圣灵的洗，还有火洗。
Okay, so fire refers to judgment.
所以火洗是一种审判。
And Jesus is the coming king.
耶稣却是那再来的王。
And next time when he comes,
下次当耶稣再来时，
he will come as the king of kings.
他会以万王之王的身份来。
He will come as the judge.
他会以审判者的身份来。
The judge of all judges.
他是所有审判中者的审判者。
You know, John the Baptist described it like this.
约翰，施洗约翰这样子来说
，Right, Jesus will come with his winnowing fan.
耶稣会带着他的扇子来。
And some translations say fork.
有的人说是
，Right, fork. That's a
叉子来。
Oh, this is a tool, right?
这是叉子，就是一个工具。
Okay, the purpose is to separate the wheat from the chaff.
为的是让那些麦子和糠能够分开来。
So chaff, the wheat represent good.
那些麦子代表好的，
and the chaff represent bad.
糠代表不好的。
And what does he do?
他要怎么样呢？
He will gather all the wheat into his barn.
他会要把所有的麦子都收到仓里。
So everything good, right? He will put into his barn.
好的，他都会放到仓里。
And what does he do with the chaff?
他说不好的糠呢？
The Bible said the chaff will be burned with fire.
他说糠要用不灭的火烧尽了。
not just any ordinary fire.
不光是不是一边普通的火。
unquenchable fire.
是不灭的火。
fire that will never go away.
是永远都不会烧尽的火。
Remember two stages, right, of judgment.
所以这有两个阶段的审判。
Two stages of judgment will take place.
有两个阶段的审判会发生。
The first stage is separation.
第一个是分开。
Okay, and the second stage is destruction by fire.
第二步才是用不灭的火来烧尽。
You know, the first stage is already underway.
所以第一个部分已经在发生了。
It's happening.
已正在发生中间。
Right, you know, there are more and more people.
有很多很多的人。更多的人，
you know, they identify themselves as Christians.
他们自己说自己是基督徒了。
These are not normal people.
这些不是普通的人。
These are people who belong to the group what we call LGBT.
这是我们说的 像同性恋的这种
群体。Alright, the LGBT obviously stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
同性恋的群体，他说他们属于同性恋的群体。
You never heard in the past.
你以前都从来没有听过这种同性
恋的群体。People like that will say, I can be a Christian.
有人会在那里说，哦，这样的人也可以成为基督徒。
I can continue with my lifestyle and God will still accept me.
我可以照样过着我同性恋的生活，但是我觉得神也会救我。
I'm not talking about people have some sort of attraction.
我不是在说那些人与人之间的吸引。
But these are people who acted out without any shame.
我是说这些人他们是完全不带任何羞耻的这样说的。
Without feeling guilty.
他们不觉得可耻。
Why is that?
为什么会这样?
It's because their churches are changing.
因为教会现在在改变了。
You know, there are a growing number of churches who are allowing openly gay clergy to serve, to minister.
现在竟然在教会里面，他们会允许同性恋者作为同工一起来服侍。
You know, last time I looked, right?
上次我看到。
There are actually quite a lot of churches.
他们有很多很多教会都是这样。
Many denominations
有各种各样的派别和群体都接受了。
These are the Protestant denomination.
这都是其实都是基督徒的正派的那些群体。
The one of the a few main ones, right? The main one is actually what you call the Metropolitan Community Church.
那有一种这种特别的那个教派和群体。
They have over 200 churches in the world.
全世界有200多个教会
you know, across 37 countries.
在37个国家都有他们的教会。
Now, this is a predominantly LGBT church.
他们这种教会就专门的是同性恋者的教会。
You know, they ordain gay ministers.
他们会允许同性恋者作为牧师。
This church started back in 1968.
他们从1968年就开始了。
You know, since then, 1968.
从那里1968年就有这样的事情。
They have openly gay ministers.
他们是大大方方的说我们是同性恋的牧师。
There are other ones.
还有。
The United Church of Christ.
还有一种叫做 United Church of Christ, 基督教。
In America.
是在美国的一种教派。
This is the first mainline Protestant denomination to ordain openly gay clergy back in 1972.
这又是所谓的基督正派里面出来的另一个可以完全欢迎同性恋者的一种教会。
Quite a long time ago.
这是很长时间之前的1972年发生的事情。
Right, but then because of that,
就是因为这样。
There are more and more churches falling away.
有更多更多的教会如此的堕落。
And then recently you probably heard of.
那最近的你们可能听过。
You know, the Church of Scotland.
你们听过苏格兰教会。
Church of England.
听过英格兰教会。
You know, I've been going to a Church of England.
我其实我自己都有去英格兰教
会。Thank God that Church of England church is not like that.
好险我去的那个英格兰教会还不是这样。
You know, there are dodgy ones.
但是有很多真的很奇怪的教会。
You know, they obviously have debate amongst the bishops.
他们有各种各样的人在和宗教和信仰在他们的里面。
Even the Church of Wales.
就连威尔士教会。
You know, they all embrace LGBT.
他们都欢迎同性恋者了。
You know, there are other churches in Europe as well.
还有在欧洲的教会也是如此。
Almost every country in Europe.
所有基本上在每一个国家的。
There is a church.
欧洲的国家。
Or denomination.
总能找到这样的教会或者一个教派。
That have, you know, gay clergy.
他们都会有这种欢迎同性恋者的做法。
I was really surprised when I looked out. Even Japan.
连日本都有。
You know, Japan doesn't have many Christians.
你知道日本本来基督徒相对就比较少。
Japan doesn't have many churches.
他们没有那么多的教会。
And yet, even in Japan.
那就在日本都会有这样的。
You know, there are churches in Japan.
竟然在教会，日本的教会都有这样的事情。
Which embrace LGBT.
他们都会这样子来欢迎同性恋施工。
You know, this is a falling away.
这是一种堕落。
From the gospel.
是。福音的堕落
from the truth.
是真理的堕落
you know, God is allowing all this to happen.
神允许这样的事情发生
He is separating the wheat from the chaff.
他为了让糠和麦子分开
The sheep from the goat.
让山羊和黑羊
The
白羊黑羊分开
from the unrighteous.
把义的和不义的分开
That's the first stage.
这是第一步
Separation.
是第一步就把
And then the second stage.
两种分开
The second stage
第二个阶段呢
is actually its destruction.
就是关于毁坏
is also happening.
也在发生
You know, there will be a day of reckoning.
有一天会我们会知道
Jesus when he comes back.
当耶稣回来的时候
But the final stage of judgment is still to come.
但是最后一个阶段的审判还没有来到
You know the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire.
你知道圣灵的施洗和火的施洗
When we talk about baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire.
当我们讲到圣灵的施洗和火的施洗时
How many baptisms are we talking about?
我们到底在讲多少种施洗呢
You know, some people actually believe that two baptisms.
有的人相信有两种施洗
The baptism of the Holy Spirit for the righteous.
他们相信有一个为着义的圣灵的施洗
And the baptism of fire for the unrighteous.
还有一种为了不义的那些人的火的施洗
However,
不管怎么说
That was in the past.
这是以前的说
法 Many people believe that.
很多人以前是这样说
But more and more biblical scholars
但是现在如今很多的圣经学者
now are of the view that John the Baptist was referring to one baptism.
但是他们都现在开始解释说施洗约翰已经在说其实是在说一种施洗
One single baptism.
就是一个单数的一个施洗
So the evidence is actually in the book of Acts.
所以我们要找证据的话就要去使徒行传了
On the day of Pentecost
来看一看五旬节到了
那一天 So let's read chapter 2 the first four verses
让我们一起看看使徒行传第二章
So when the day of Pentecost had fully come they were all with one accord in one place
第一节五旬节到了门徒们都聚集在一处
And suddenly there came a sound from heavenas of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began...to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
So on the day of Pentecost,
这是发生在五旬节的
事。When the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵浇灌下来之时。
Well, that was a significant event.
是一个非常重要的。
You know, the Holy Spirit came as a mighty rushing wind.
圣灵来如大风吹过
There was a powerful sound
是有一大声天上有响声下来
The sound of hurricane
竟然是天上的响声
Destruction
是毁坏的
You know when hurricane comes right
你知道当那个风暴来临的时候
You know it's not
卷卷风
It's not funny
其实不是很好玩的事情
If we hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind
如果你听到很大声的大风吹过响声下来的时候
I guarantee right, we all want to find somewhere to hide
我们肯定的第一个反应就会赶快找一个安全的地方躲起来
You think right, this building is going to collapse
你可能会以为这个房间马上就要倒了
And yet the believers or the disciples
但是这些门徒们
They were praying, they were worshiping God
他们却在祷告敬拜神
And then all of a sudden
然后突然
They heard this mighty sound
他们听到了一个很大的响声
They thought they were going to die
他们以为会死
But then they saw something
但是他们看见了一个东西
They saw tongues as of fire
他们有看到有舌头如
火焰显现 came and rest on every single person
分开落在了个人的头上
without exception
没有任何人没有落在头上的 每个人都有
the fire tongue came upon everyone
舌头如火焰一样来到了每个人的头上
have you ever thought about
你想没想过
right, the fire is in the tongue
你没有看过火焰就在舌头里的
why tongue
为什么舌头有这个字
And I believe there is significance.
我相信这里面一定有个很重要的意
义 You know, why fire?
为什么火焰
You know, fire does two things, right?
因为火焰可以做两个事情
It's either it consumes, which it destroys
要么就是毁坏烧尽
Or fire is used to refine
或者可以来炼净
That is to purify
可以去炼净东西的
You know, when Jesus baptized believers with the Holy Spirit and fire
当耶稣基督用圣灵和火施洗的时候
That means one day
那就说明有一天
You know, when we talk about fire
当我们讲到火的时候
Jesus, when he comes
当耶稣再来时
The judgment will be by fire
审判是如火焰一样
You know, Jesus warned a lot of people
耶稣已经提醒了很多人
You know, there will come a day
有一天
every person will have to present themselves before God,
before
Him, in fact.
每个人都会来到神的面前。
You know, He will ask you for an account.
神，你会来到神的审判台前。神会让你为你所做的交账。讲为你的事情交账。
Every word that you have spoken.
你所说的每一句话要交账。
Every thought that you thought.
你所思想的每一件事情要交账。
Everything will be exposed.
每一件事情都会被暴露出来。
Will be revealed.
都会让人看见了。
Now who is going to escape?
谁能逃得过呢？
You know, this fire, you know, although it brings destruction and purification.
所以火既可以毁坏，又可以炼净。
But for believers,
但是作为所信之人，
you know, this is the good news.
这是对信徒们的一个好消息。
You know, God wants to baptize us with fire.
神想让我们用火来施洗。
But His purpose is to purify us.
但他的目的是为了炼净我们。
So that we will not be judged.
所以我们才不会被审判。当他再来时。
Amen. But there will be a day.
当有一天。
You know, we will still have to go through fire.
我们还是会走过火。
But that is quite different from unbelievers.
但是我们所走的火跟不信人的火有不同。
So in other words, for unbelievers.
所以作为不信人的火。
You know, fire will destroy them.
那些火会毁坏。
You know, the devil and his angels will be thrown into the lake of fire.
就像我们所说的启示录里的火湖，各种魔鬼也好，天使也好，都会在里面被烧尽。
And the Bible also talks about those who deny, who do not believe in Jesus.
同时，圣经也在说，关于那些所有不承认耶稣基督是主的
，will also end up being thrown into the lake of fire.
都会被扔进火湖里。
That's why there's always an urgency to share the gospel with other people.
这是为什么？当我们把福音宣讲给别人的时候，是这么大的紧迫感。
Because if people are not saved,
因为有人没有得救。
If they reject Jesus,
因为有人拒绝了耶稣。
If they don't believe Jesus is the only way to heaven,
因为他们不相信耶稣基督是去天的唯一的方式。
You know the gate to heaven is very very narrow.
去到天堂的门是窄的。
You know because there is only one.Door to heaven.
只有一个门。
Okay, so for the fire of God in our lives.
所以神的火在我们身上。
Right, when we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire.
当我们被圣灵和火施洗时。
You know that fire will burn in each one of us.
圣灵的火焰会在我们里面燃烧。
What does that fire do?
这个燃烧的目的是什么？
It will actually only burn all the dross and all the filth in our lives.
它让所烧的是我们生命里面的草木和秸。
You know the first dross that God wants to burn up is actually in our mouths.
所以第一个要烧的草木和秸就是我们的嘴。
You know there's a lot of filth in our mouths.
因为我们的嘴特别肮脏。
You know I didn't realize before as a Christian.
我自己还没有当基督徒的时候，我没意识到这一点。
You know, there will be four-letter words coming out from my mouth.
有很多很污秽的话语来从我的口出
来。And I don't even recognize it, don't realize it.
我自己都没有意识到。
Filthy words.
真的很臭的词语。
Curse words.
咒诅的词语。
Will come out.
都会从我的口中出来。
But what happened when I received Jesus?
但是当我接受耶稣基督以后。
And I was baptized with the Holy Spirit.
然后我在圣灵里面被施洗了。
The fire of God came upon me.
神的火来到我的里面。
I believe what he did.
我相信他所做的事。
He consumed my mouth.
他烧了我的嘴唇。
He purifies my mouth.
他炼净了我的嘴唇。
You know, after that,
在那之后。
I no longer use those words.
我再也不说那些污秽的话语
了。And I didn't even notice it.
我自己其实都没有意识到。
You know, it's only people like Joshua and John and you know some of the friends, close friends of mine.
只有我的朋友啊，像 Joshua 和他弟弟 John 才意识到，后来告诉我。
They said that to me.
他后来跟我说。
I said, really?
我说，哎，有吗？我以前讲话那么难听的吗？
I didn't know that.
他说我不知道的呀。
You know, sometimes I hear people they call themselves Christians.
我知道有很多人叫自己基督徒。
You know, they still use those filthy words.
他们仍然口中出这种污秽的言语。
And I can't understand why.
我却不明白为什么了。
But now I do.
现在我明白了。
It's because they have not been consumed with the fire of God in their lives.
因为圣灵的火还没有在他们生命中烧。
Every Christian.
每一个基督徒。
Need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and the fire of God.
每一个基督徒都要受圣灵的洗，受火的洗。
It's for our good.
都是为了我们的益处。
All right. you know, the tongues of fire.
所以火舌头如火焰。
Need to burn inside and outside of us.
要在里面烧，也在外面烧。
You know, God will replace our filthy words.
神会取代和替换我们的那些污秽的言语。
With words from heaven.
从天上的言语来替代。
That's why I keep encouraging people.
所以我一直在鼓励。
It's important every day.
我们很重要，每一天。
You know, you take time to pray.
每天都有祷告。
To speak.
去讲话,
to worship God in tongues.
来敬拜神, 用方言。
Now, if you don't have the word, don't know what to say.
如果你没有话语的时候, 不知道怎么说的话。
You know, when God has given you a spiritual language,
当神给了你一个属灵的语言,
use it.
使用它。
Don't let it be dormant.
不要让它被取代了。
You know, it's one of the most powerful gifts that we can ever receive.
这是一个最好的礼物，可以从神那里收到的。
Because it's through this gift,
因为是借着这样的礼物,
that God releases all the other blessings.
神可以释放它里面所有的丰盛。
Just imagine, right, everything that you see that exists.
就想象你所看到的东西都存在。
It's by the mouth of God.
因为都是靠着神话语所出才存在的。
God spoke.
因为神说话了,
and things come into existence.
就是因为神的一句话, 事情就成就。
You know, words are powerful.
神, 我们的话语是很有力量。
God created us in his image.
神造我们在现在这个人的形象。
You know, we are quite different from animals.
我们与动物不同。
Even the monkeys, right?
跟猴子也不同。
They might be able to stand up like a human being.
他们也许站起来有点像
人类。 You know, the gorilla might look a little bit like a human being.
也许那猿人看着好似像人类。
But in reality,
但实际上,
they are nothing like us.
他们跟我们根本不一样。
You know, we have languages.
我们有言语。
That are far more superior than any animals.
有言语已经超越了动物多少万倍了。
You know, as a baby,
作为一个婴儿,
as a human being,
作为一个人类,
he can learn any language in the world.
一个婴儿他在长大的时候都可以学到各种各样的国家的语言。
That's because God has given every one of us the ability.
因为神已经给了我们每一个人言语的能力。
To learn any languages in the world.
可以在这世上的任何的语言都可以学得会。
When you are young,
在你小的时候,
as you grow older,
越小越好学,
it becomes more difficult.
你会发现学语言越来越
难了。 So that's why if I adopt,
如果我有一个
if I adopt, let's say a baby, right?
如果我有一个婴儿的话
doesn't matter what country that baby comes from.
不管我从哪个地方收养到的这个婴儿都好
I can guarantee you.
我可以保证
if I talk to that child in Chinese.
如果我对那个不知从哪来的婴孩说中文的话
that child will learn Chinese.
那个孩子就会说中文
if I speak to that child in English.
如果我对那个孩子说英文的话
I can guarantee you.
那我可以保证
that child will be able to speak English.
那个孩子就会说英文。
You know, that is us.
这就是我们。
But then, why our languages are limited.
但是我们的语言是有限的。
You know, sometimes we don't even know what to say.
很多时候我们都不知道在神面前说什么了。
God knows that.
但是神却知道。
Every one of us, right, we are weak in prayer.
很多人我们都会觉得我们在祷告的时候
we don't know what to pray.
不知道要说什么。
We don't know how to pray.
也不知道要说什么。
After a few minutes, or we don't, you know, that's it. I'm finished.
几分钟以后就觉得，哎，我真的是再挤不出几个字来了。
You know, some people can persist a bit longer.
有的人可能语言天赋好一点，还能再多说几个字。
You know, maybe like people like Betty.
就比如说像 Betty 这样，还能祷告。
She's trained herself to pray longer.
她培养她自己可以还祷告的长一点。
But I guarantee you.
但是我向你保证。
If she did not have the gift of speaking in tongues, praying in tongues,
如果她没有说方言的这个能力的话
it'll be very boring, I think.
她的祷告会很无聊的。
How many people can pray the same thing over and over again?
你们有没有听到有的人这样的祷告基本上年复一年都是一模一样的。
For hours in a day.
每天呢二十四小时七天都是这样子的。
It'll be very difficult.
很难。
I find it very difficult.
我自己觉得要想出
很多词祷告很难。You know, I can pray for half an hour.
我们可能所谓的祷告半
小时。And now I'm using my words.
光用我自己的词祷。
But after that, right, I don't know what to say.
然后半小时以后，我已经到了极限了，再不知道还能说什么了。
A lot of times, I probably stop after 10 minutes.
有的时候我十分钟就已经没词了。
You know, I can praise the Lord.
然后我就开始先赞美主。
I can thank Him for, you know, for what He's done for me.
我感谢他为我做了这，为我做了那。
And I thank God that He has a plan for my life.
然后我谢谢他对我的生命中有一个计划。
You know, I thank Him for different things.
然后我想着各种各样的方式去感谢他。
After 5 minutes, right?
然后五分钟的谢谢以后，
I can't think of anything else.
我实在是想不出任何词藻了。
I'm sure there are many other things.
其实我相信还有很多。
And we started, you know, praising God.
然后我们就开始又赞美神。
You know, you say this and that.
然后还可以再想几个词出来。
You know, after about 10 or 15 minutes, right?
但是十到十五分钟以后，
you probably run out of things to say to God.
你所有的词汇全都用完了，你真的是没话说了。
We all have the same witnesses.
我们都有这样子的见证。
And God knows that.
所以神知道。
And that's why when the Holy Spirit came,
所以当圣灵来了以后，
He knows our needs.
他知道我们的需求。
God deliberately sent a tongue like fire.
所以神特意来降下舌头如火焰。
And then every person without exception,
让每个人身上都有却没有任何的
例外。They spoke in other tongues.
他们就开始说起别国的话。
A new language that they have never learned.
他们开始说一个新的语言，他们从来没学过的语言。
And I believe what happened then.
那我知道那个时候，
is everyone was purified.
每个人都被炼净。
In their words from their mouth.
在借着他们口中的言语。
Amen. So for us,
所以对我们来说，
you know, God wants us to be consumed by His fire.
神想让我们在他的火中被燃烧。
So that all our sins and our sinful nature are consumed.
所以我们的属罪的这个肉体也在火中燃烧。
So whenever you are tempted.
所以我知道我们不会再去被引诱。
You know, whenever you feel like doing something, you know you're not supposed to do.
当你知道你被引诱要做那些明知不可行的事。
You know, you can enter into prayer.
那个时候你可以用祷告。
When you don't know what to pray.
当你不知道如何祷告。
Pray in tongues.
用你的方言祷告。
Amen. Because when you pray in tongues.
当你用方言祷告时。
The fire of God is released.
神的火就会在你这里。
Inside of you.
在你的里面
燃烧 and outside of you.
在你外面燃烧。
Hallelujah. You know, the devil hates it.
所以魔鬼是最讨厌这件事情。
You know, every time when somebody pray in the spirit, pray in tongues,
每当有人在灵里祷告，在用方言祷告之时，
the devil will try to do anything to stop that person from praying.
撒旦会想尽千方百计的来阻止这个人继续祷告。
Do you know why?
你会知道为什么吗？
It's because you are releasing the fire of God.
因为你在释放神的火。
The devil sees it in the spirit.
撒旦能够在灵里看到，
and it reminds him of something.
就提醒到了他一件
事情。 It reminds him of the lake of fire.
提醒到了魔鬼，原来有一个东西叫
火湖。 And that is his destination.
火湖是专门为他所造的目的地。
He will end up there forever and forever.
他会在那个火湖里面直到永远。
Jesus said, right, you know, that the lake of fire was created for the devil and his angels.
耶稣说那火湖是专门为撒旦和他的魔鬼们造的。
The lake of fire was never meant to be for any one of us.
火湖本来不是为人类造的。
Every person in this world can be saved.
世上的每一个人都有得救的可能。
But God made us so that we have the choice.
但是神给了我们一个自由选择的意识。
God did not make robots.
神没有造出我们是机器人。
He created human beings.
他让我们真的成为了人。
Who has a will?
人就有自己的意愿。
To choose.
有选择的意愿。
Either good.
可以选择好。
Or evil.
或者选择坏。
Either darkness.
选择黑暗。
Or light.
或者选择光明。
The devil or God.
可以选择魔鬼或神。
Amen.We can choose.
我们可以选择。
But God's desire is to see everyone saved.
但神的渴慕是能够看到每个人得救。
We have a part to play.
我们自己也有自己的使命。
And ask yourself a question.
问问我们自己一个问题。
How did you get saved?
你是怎么得救的？
Did Jesus all of a sudden appear to you?
是不是耶稣就在你面前出现了？
There are people like that.
真的有人有这样的经历。
But not many.
但也不是很多人。
You know, most of us,
很多我们大部分的人
who are saved,
所得救的经历
because your friend or your family members,
是因为你的一个家人或者你一个朋友
they told you about Jesus.
他们告诉你关乎福音的事情
they invited you to church.
他们邀请你来到教会
is that right?
是这样的吗
you know, we are all, in other words, right, need somebody.
所以我们都需要有些人
God will use you.
神会使用你
To share the gospel to other people.
能够把福音分享给其他的人。
But we need to keep the fire burning.
但是我们的里面的火要继续燃烧着。
You You know, if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire,
如果你又被圣灵和火施洗的话，
you are a powerful witness for Jesus.
你就是很有能力的见证人，为耶稣见证。
Don't undermine yourself.
不要自己自惭形愧。
You are a threat to the devil.
你是魔鬼的一个最大的威胁者。
But only if you use the gift of praying in tongues.
那威胁的原因就是当你用方言来祷告。
And other gifts as well.
还有其他的各种恩赐。
Amen. If we make it dormant, you don't use it.
如果你有一个好的礼物，你却不用的话，
you know, it becomes useless.
就变成无用的了。
It'll be no good.
那就不好了。
But don't be like that.
不要成为这样。
Now, in closing, I want to share with you a story.
所以在结束前，我给大家分享个故事。
This is a story, right, of a tele-evangelist in America.
这个是一个美国的福音者的故事。
Going back into the 80s and 90s now.
要回到以前八十年代、九十年代的时候。
So you're talking about 20, 30 years ago.
我们是讲的三十年之前的事情。
Now this person was put into prison.
那这个人呢，他进入了监牢。
Because of sexual sins.
因为犯了奸淫罪。
Money laundering.
然后还有欠钱。
You know, he was actually quite successful.
他本来是挺成功的。
Quite a lot of money coming into the ministry.
他本来有带来了很多钱在他们的那个事工上面。
And then, right, he committed, you know, this grievous sins.
但是他却后来犯了奸淫罪。
You know, later on, somebody asked him.
后来有人问他们说，
You know, when did you fall out of love with Jesus?
他们说，你跟耶稣的这个爱是怎么切断的呀？
Now, this is his answer.
然后他是这么回答的。
He said, I didn't.
他说，我没有啊。
I never fell out of love with Jesus.
我从来没有跟耶稣的爱切断过。
And then he said, like, his prison sentence was God's mercy on me.
他说，我之所以下监是神对我有恩典。
He said, it's because when I was in prison.
因为我在监牢里头时候。
He said, I had time to read the Bible.
我才真的有时间好好读圣经。
From cover to cover.
一步一步的，一本一本的书来读。
Well, when I heard that, right?
然后我当时一听。
Well, as a pastor,
我觉得哇，作为这个牧师
as a minister of the gospel,
曾经是福音的使者
he did not have time to read the Bible.
他竟然那个时候没有时间读圣经
You know, from cover to cover.
那个时候没有一本一本的这么好好读
It's only when he was put into prison,
只有在他下到监里的时候
he was locked up,
当他被锁住的时候
not able to go anywhere,
哪也去不了的时候
now he had time.
这才有时间来读圣经。
It's only after he read the Bible from cover to cover.
也就是因为他一本一本的来读这个圣经的时候，
his life changed.
他的生命变化了。
He said, "Yes, I had the love of God."
他说是啊，我有神的爱在我里面。
And I love God.
我爱主。
I never doubt his love for me.
我从来没有怀疑过他对我的爱。
But now I realize
现在我明白
what I did not have,
我以前所没有的
是 and that was the fear of God.
没有对神的敬畏
You know, the fear of God.
对神的敬畏
Many churches, right, preach on the love of God.
很多教会都会讲到神的爱
on the grace of God.
讲到神的恩典
We need the love of God.
我们是需要神的爱
We need the grace of God.
我们也是需要神的恩典
But also what we need
但是我们同时也需要的是
is to how to revere God.
是怎么样去敬畏神
How to fear God
怎么样敬畏
Amen Now Let's read 1 Corinthians
来我们来读哥林多前书
1 Corinthians chapter 3
第三章
This scripture is on about every one of us as Christians
这里面我们每个人作为基督徒
We are going to go through fire
我们都会进入火里
How is that going to end up with you?
那进入火里最后结果会怎么样呢
Let's have a look
来我们来读读
Chapter 3 verse 12 to 15
三章十二节，哥林多前书。
So now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
若有人用金银宝石、草木禾秸在这根基上建造。
Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work.Of what sort it is.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现。这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
人在那根基上所造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
Now this is talking about every believer.
这里是在讲每一个信徒。
So one day we will go through the fire of God.
我们每个人都会经历神的火。
So if you don't go through the fire of God now,
如果你现在不经历神的火，
you will eventually go through the fire of God.
那你未来会永久的经历神的火。
You know, if I was you,
如果我是你的话，
I would say, Lord, let your fire continue to burn in me now.
那我说神啊，你要烧，现在烧吧。
Let every dross be burned.
让这些草木禾秸都被烧掉
吧。Let every garbage, every unfilthiness be burned.
让我里面的污秽都被烧掉吧。
Be consumed now.
主啊，你现在就烧我吧。
You know, if I was you, I would pray that sort of prayers now.
如果我要是你的话，我心里现在就会这样祷告。
Because if God's fire does not consume in your life now,
如果神的火现在不在你的生命中烧的话，
it will happen one day.
那有一天。
And the problem is,
这个有一天的问题就是，
you think you serve God.
你以为你在侍奉神。
You think you've done God for this and for that.
你以为你为神做了这做了那。
You know, but all our motives may have been wrong.
但是我们的动机可能从来就
是错误的。We might be doing it for the wrong motives.
我们可能做事的动机从来就错了。
For people to see rather than for God.
很多时候是为人而做，而不是为神而做。
And everything will be a waste of time.
那这些就纯属浪费时间了。
And God said, if build the foundation.
因为我们没有建立那个根基了。
Not on Jesus.
根基竟然不在耶稣身
上。When you go through that fire one day.
当我们走进那火里的时候。
When you come out of that fire.
当你从火里经过之时。
You become a naked person.
你会发现你全裸，
什么都没了。Where are my clothes gone? You know?
什么都没有了。
Nothing left.
什么也没有了。
But God's desire.
这是神的渴慕。
Is not for you to be burned up.
希望你不要被烧得精光。
Just saved, you are still saved.
你是你肯定得救。
You will still go to heaven.
是你会进天堂。
Because salvation is a gift of God.
因为得救本来就是一个礼物，从神来
的。But God wants you to be rewarded.
但是神却想让赏赐你。
On the things based on your obedience to Him.
是那些赏赐你在真的顺服他里面
所做的。Amen. There are lots of different rewards.
有各样的赏赐。
You know, I want to see everyone here.
我希望每个人在
这里。One day when we go to heaven,
当我们有一天去到天上时，
there will be different crowns on your head, right?
我们有不同的冠冕。
You know, in the world, right, if you're in the army or in the police force, right?
你知道，如果像在世上，你要是参军的话，在
当警察的话， you know, they have different symbols.
你会有各种样子的勋章。
And it symbolizes, right? You know, your honor and your glory.
这些勋章就会代表你的所有的成就和荣耀。
You know, we give crowns to people.
所以我们给勋章和各种
recognition，
为了让人能够认得、
we give medals to people,
认识到，我们给各样的金牌、奖牌
，for people's achievement，
让人看到各样人的成就。
Right? We feel so proud，
所以我们就会觉得很自豪。
We feel so good，
觉得感觉良好。
You know the first time I receive a medal，
第一次当我收到一个金牌时
，is when I first came to the UK，
是我第一次来到英国时。
You know I did cross country，
我当时就长跑。
I didn't realize, right? Growing up in Hong Kong actually trained me up to run.
我竟然没有意识到，在香港长大的我长跑这么厉害。
Because we used to run every day.
因为我们那时候天天跑步。
So coming to the UK, actually, right, cross country was a good thing.
所以我到了英国以后，发现原来我长跑这么厉害。
Because I could not communicate.
因为我不需要去交流。
You know, PE lessons, right, were the best lessons.
那个时候我还不会讲英文，体育课是我最喜欢的课。
As long as you can play, right, you can do sport.
因为我知道我可以玩，又不要讲什么
语言。You're already communicating with people.
我也不需要跟人去交流什么语言。
When you know, play in a football match.
所以我们那个时候在足球队里
面。When you are running.
当我开始跑，
you don't need to say much.
什么都不用说。
You just have to work at it, right?
我只要去跑步就好了。
So the second year of my, in the UK.
所以在我英国的第二年。
I came first in cross country.
我是长跑的第一名。
They gave me a medal.
他们就给了我一个金牌。
You know, for many years I've forgotten it.
很多年我都忘了这个金牌了。
It's only a few years ago.
直到一几年前的时
候。My dad passed away.
我的父亲去世的时候。
And then my brother said, "Oh, is this yours?"
我的哥哥找出来一个东西，说，哎，这是你的吗
？Because he was looking through the house.
因为他当时在收拾房
间。Trying to clear all the rubbish.
想拿走那些过去的
东西。And I said, "That belongs to me."
然后他们突然发现我曾经赢的第一个金牌。
You know, I felt so proud.
我当时觉得很自豪。
But you know what?
但是你们知道吗
？One day that is going to disappear.
有一天这个也会被烧掉。
I can't take it with me.
我不能把它带走。
That will be burned.
他们会被烧掉。
It'll be gone.
这个金牌要烧掉。
But God wants us to receive medals.
但是神却让我们有一个不同的金牌，有一个不同的奖杯。
Crowns.
不同的冠冕。
That are imperishable.
是那种完全不会朽坏的冠冕。
They will remain with us.
他会永远跟我们在一起。
When we bring somebody to Jesus.
当我们把人带到耶稣面前。
And that person gets saved.
当那个人因你得救。
That person, whether you like it or not.
不管那个人是你喜欢的人还是不喜
欢的人。Will be with you forever and forever.
他会永远成为你的那个奖牌。
So you better like that person.
所以你最好喜欢那个人。
Once that person is saved.
如果那个人得救了。
You can't get rid of that person.
你就离不开他了，他就是你的奖章。
So that's why Jesus said.
所以耶稣说。
Love God.
爱神。
Love one another.
也互相爱人。
Sometimes it's a challenge.
很多时候是很大的挑战。
Is that right?
是吗
？So the last verse I want to read is Hebrews.
所以最后一个经文我要读的是希伯
来书。Chapter 12, verse 28-29.
希伯来书十二章。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
二十八到二十九节，所以我们既得了那个不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
So whether you like it or not,
所以不管你喜不喜欢
，Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神是烈火。
Fire can be used to purify.
烈火是可以来炼净。
But at the same time,
同时
，Fire brings destruction.
烈火也可以毁坏
，devastation.
也可以让我们很痛苦。
So make sure.
所以让我们知道
，You know, we all have a choice.
我们都有一个选择。
You know, how would you choose to live today?
你会今天怎么选择如何活
？Will determine your tomorrow.
就会告诉你明天将会是什么样的光景。
So I would encourage you.
所以今天我想告诉你。
You know, so if you are already baptized with the Holy Spirit,
如果你已经被圣灵施洗过的话
，and you already received the tongue,
如果你已经有
tongues of fire,
你已经有了这像方言的火焰
，use it.
使用它
Allow God's fire to refine you.
允许神的烈火来炼净你
Don't suffer any loss.
不要受亏损
You know, plan your day.
计划你的每一日
Plan your months.
计划数算你的日子
Plan your years.
数算你的月份你的年月
So as a Christian,
作为基督徒
you need to read the Bible.
你需要读神的话语
You know, I'm surprised there are so many Christians, right?Don't read the Bible.
真的，我很吃惊的发现，有很多基督徒其实对圣经并不了解。
How are you going to grow to the knowledge of God?
你要是对圣经不了解，你怎么能在对神的知识上得长进
？Amen. So at the end of the day,
所以最后
，God will ask you.
神会来问你
，Have you read my word?
你读了我的话语没有
？Why should I give you time on earth?
当我给你世上这么多时间
，You know, don't let something happen and then God has to allow you to go to prison, right?
不要等到像我刚才说的那个人一样，实在看你不读圣经，只好把你下到监里去读。
God doesn't want you in prison.
神并不想把你下到监里读。
In order to read the Bible.
不会为了读圣经专把你下监里。
God wants you in your home.
神想让你自己在家里。
Wherever you are.
不管你在哪里。
To read the Bible.
读他的话语，圣经。
To get to know him.
来在话语里面认识他。
To be changed and to be transformed.
在他的话语里面得以改变。
Into the image of Christ.
成为主。主耶稣基督的荣耀。
The only way you can be more like Christ.
你要想更加像基督的方式。
Is if you allow God to work in your life.
就是允许神在你的身上工作。
The fire of God is ongoing.
神的烈火一直在烧。
It's an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit.
正是圣灵所做的工作。
Let's stand.
让我们一起起立。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us opportunities.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
A place and an environment.
给我们这样子的契机和一个环境。
That we may know you.
让我们可以认识你。
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus.
主啊，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
For every person here.
为这里的每一个人
and Lord, let our hearts, Lord,
主啊让我们的心
burn with your fire,
在你的烈火中燃烧
and we want to give you permission,
主啊我们想给你这样子的允许
to allow your fire to purify us,
允许你的火来炼净我们
and whatever temptations that we face,
不管我们是遇到如何的诱惑和挑战
whatever fleshly attractions that we may have,
不管我们肉体有受到任何的引诱
whatever struggles that we are going through,
不管我们生命中有什么样的挑战
And Lord, give us a heart
主啊给我们如此的心
to surrender to you,
来降服在你面前
to submit to you,
顺服在你面前
And Lord, we want
主啊
to see,
我们想看到
One day when we go through your fire
当我们经历你火的时候
We will have everything that you have for us
我们里面所存的是金银宝石
Every reward that you have planned for our lives
所以你对我们的所有的奖赏都在都存留了
Let no one lose any of it
让我们中间没有人受亏损
And therefore I pray in the name of Jesus
主啊我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Holy Spirit
圣灵
Have your way in us.
在我们允许你在我们的身上来工作。
Have your way in my life.
主啊，你大方的工作在我们身上。
I just want us to spend a moment.
让我们想花一点时间。
In the presence of God.
在神的同在当中。
You speak to Him.
你自己跟神说话。
Talk to Him.
你对神说话。
Ask Him what you want Him to do for you.
你跟神说你想让他做什么。
You know, we all want to be successful.
我们都想成功。
We all want to serve God.
我们都想侍奉神。
We all want to see other people get saved.
我们都想看看其他的人得到救恩。
And Jesus wants you to be fruitful.
所以耶稣基督想让你我结果子。
Fruitful in your life.
在我们的生命中结果子。
He wants you to be blessed.
他让你成为那蒙福之人。
He wants you.To see His provision over your life every day.
他想要你看到在你生命中的每一刻都有他的供应。
But sometimes we do struggle.
很多时候我们挣扎着。
Don't look at other people.
不要看其他的人。
Focus on Jesus.
专注在主耶稣那里。
He is the one who has given you every provision.
他是给你丰盛的提供者。
He is the one who's done all the work.
耶稣是那做了所有工的人。
All we need to do
我们所需要做的
is to come to Him to receive.
只是来到他这里来领受。
Just say to Him, Lord, I receive.
主啊，我领受。
I receive from you.
我从你那里领受。
I receive your discipline over my life.
我领受你在我生命中的考验。
I receive your correction over my life.
我领受你去纠正对我们的纠正。
You know they are blessings.
主啊。你知道这个纠正也是祝福。
So as time goes,
所以当时间一天天走，
you realize,
你开始发现，
at the moment you might not like it.
现在你觉得不开心的事情，
nobody wants to change.
没有人喜欢改变。
But after a while,
但是当有一天，
you realize it's truly a blessing.
你会意识到神对你的管教和纠正竟是大祝福。
I pray now in the name of Jesus.
所以我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Every chains in your life be broken.
你生命中的每一个枷锁都会被破损。
Every bondage be removed in Jesus' name.
每一个枷锁都会被拿走。
Lord, let your presence come.
主啊，你的同在在这里。
Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives now.
圣灵啊，在我们的身上大大的做工。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
I don't know whether there's anyone here.
我不知道你们当中有没有人。
You know, you're not saved yet.
你还没有得救。
I want to urge you.
我想告诉你。
You know, salvation is a gift.
救恩是一个礼物。
No one can earn it.
没有人需要来挣这个救恩。
Jesus has already paid the price for your salvation.
耶稣已经为了你的救恩付了足够的代价。
And all you need to do.
所以你所需要做的只是
to recognize that you have sinned against God.
只是认识到其实你有罪对着神
and to repent of your sin.
在你的罪上面悔改
and when you ask Him to forgive you.
当你问神，你说可不可以来宽恕我时，
God is faithful to forgive.
神永远都是这么信实的来宽恕。
And He will cleanse you from every unrighteousness.
他会让你从各种的不义中洁净出来。
And He will make you a new creation.
他会让你成为一个新的创造者。
I want to lead you into a prayer.
我想带领你进入一个祷告。
If that is you.
如果我刚才所说的是你
Say, Dear Lord Jesus,
你说亲爱的主耶稣
I want to thank you
我要谢谢你
that you came 2,000 years ago
你两千年前来到世上
and you died a death as a sinner
你成为为我们成为一个罪人而死
on my behalf
曾成为我的为了我的缘故才成为罪人
and I thank you Lord your death
主啊谢谢你的死
was to pay the price for my sins.
因为你的死为我的罪付了代价。
And not only you died,
不光是你的死。
You rose again on the third day.
你死后三天复活。
And I believe,
主啊，我相信。
Your death becomes my death.
你的死就是我的死。
And your resurrection becomes my resurrection.
你的复活就是我的复活。
And I ask you to forgive all my sins.
主啊，你来饶恕我生命中的罪。
Forgive me, Lord.
主啊，饶恕我。
And I repent over my sins.
我在我的罪上悔改。
I invite you.
主啊，我邀请你。
To come into my life.
到我的生命里来。
To be my Lord and my Savior.
成为我的主和我的救主。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵充满我。
And with your fire from heaven,
还有你的火从天而降。
From this day onward,
从今时直到永远。
Help me, Holy Spirit,
帮助我啊，圣灵。
To follow your guidance,
来跟随你的指引。
To follow Jesus,
跟随耶稣。
This I pray,
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name,
如此祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And then the second thing I want to do
还有第二件事我想做的是
is if there's anyone here
如果我们当中有人
that you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你还没有受过圣灵的施洗
with the evidence of speaking in tongues
我说的那个证据能看到的是说方言
You know, the speaking in tongues is a very good evidence
因为说方言是一个证据
It's thepresence of God
是神的同在
God want you to know
神想让你知道
I am with you
我与你同在
in good times and bad times
不管是顺境还是逆境
in easy times and tough times
好的时光还是不好的时光
you know whenever you don't know how to pray
当你不知道要如何祷告时
you don't know what to pray
当你不知道要祷告什么的东西的时候
you know you release the Holy Spirit in your life
你释放你里面的圣灵
in speaking in other tongues
用其他的语言方言来祷告
in praying with a heavenly language
你可以用天上的语言祷告
you know I'd like to pray with you and for you
我想和你一同祷告也为你祷告
so maybe the and also I want to also pray for anybody who are suffering who are sick in the bodies
当然也有我们当中有人的身体上面在受苦的我也愿意为你们祷告
so maybe right Betty will lead us to worship and into the presence of God
所以当 Betty 带我们敬拜的时候
so if anyone wants to be prayed for
有人想要被祷告的
so while we are in the presence of God
在我们还在神的同在这么强烈的时候
we are worshiping the Lord
我们一起来敬拜
so I invite you to come forward
然后我就会邀请你来到我们前面
okay, so just don't be embarrassed
请不要觉得尴尬
you know we are all brothers and sisters
我们都是弟兄姊妹
I just want to help you.
我只是想帮助你。
And to bless you.
想祝福你。
Is that okay?
是不是可以
Okay, let's worship together. Okay, so the ministry team would like you to come forward.
所以我们祷告的同工，我们也请你先提前上来。
And as people come forward.
你们有想要被祷告的，也请上
前。You know, regardless of your needs.
我们在我们的膝盖上跪上。
You know, God knows your life.
哦，神知道你的需要，他知道你的需要。
And He's here to help you.
他在这里来帮助你。
Amen.
切的荣耀的生命，
圣灵啊，我们欢迎
圣灵，我爱你，我们敬拜赞美，在全地上
condition in your body. If you have a pain in your body, anywhere in the body, I want you to put your hand on the part that is in pain. Okay, if you can, right? If not, then just place your hand over your head. So if you have a sickness in your body,
right,
place your hand on the part of the body.
I'm going
to pray over you. I'm going to ask God to heal you and to set you free. Amen. Healing is part of salvation. Jesus already paid the price. We just need to receive it. And Father, in the name of Jesus, and I pray for everyone here who is suffering in the body, sickness or pain. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every pain to go in Jesus' name. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke the pain in your life, in your body. In Jesus' mighty name, go. Leave in Jesus' name. And Father, release healing to every person, freedom to every body, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those legs, the joints that are weak. I speak strength. Lord, strengthen those knees. Strengthen those legs. Strengthen the bodies. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
主啊, 谢谢你。
So I'm going to pray a blessing over you and then we're going to finish. Yeah?
我们现在为你们祝福祷告就结束了。
The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you.
神祝福你, 也保守你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
神必以他的光光照你。
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
神必向你扬脸,
也对你有恩典。 May the blessing of the Almighty God,
奉耶稣基督,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名,
be with you now
现在与同在,
and forevermore.
永远与你同在。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
So if there are still people that want to be prayed for, you can come out now if you want to.
还是没有祷告的, 你们仍然可以上前来。
I still want to pray for people, okay?
我很愿意继续为你们祷告。